I'm very happy to be here again in Ljubljana Temple, and we were trying to remember how many years it's been since I've been coming to Slovenia, but it's all become part of the misty past to remember. Of course, it's an interesting thing to reflect on the passage of time and also memory. What is it that we remember? What is it that we forget? Of course, we're all preparing now with this continuing, what are we calling it? Kirtan waves. Kirtan waves and Jamashtami festival. We are all pursuing a certain kind of memory. We want to remember Krishna. And so we have this all in common. Sometimes I like to ask people, what is your very first memory from your childhood? And I'm sure we could all think of something, some impression, some event. For some of us, that memory might be a nice memory, and for some of us, maybe not so nice, or maybe even traumatic. How it is that we remember, how it is that something impresses on us, and how is it that something else we completely forget until perhaps someone reminds us. This is all a little bit mysterious, isn't it? It's kind of a wonderful thing how we remember and forget. So this is one of the, you can say, major themes of yoga, and especially bhakti yoga, is cultivation of memory. It's an interesting idea. We usually don't think of cultivating memory, but this is very much what we're interested in spiritual life, cultivating memory. And when we think of cultivating memory, it means there must be some object of memory. What is it that we are remembering? But when we think about our aim of remembering Krishna, it's not really about what we want to remember. It's not that Krishna is an object like so many physical objects in the world. To remember Krishna is to remember simultaneously that there is a person who is the origin of ourselves, about whom we may have no doubt we are persons. Some people doubt that we are persons, but there is no need to doubt. We are sensate, we are feeling beings who are feeling relations to other beings, to other persons. Person means being with other persons in relationship. So as we remember Krishna, we're also remembering ourselves. We're remembering who we are. Example is given of, it's nighttime, it's dark, we don't see anything, we don't see even our own hand in front of us, perhaps. It's so dark. You don't have that experience in Ljubljana because city is always some artificial light is there. But if you go to some place in the country, it can be very, very dark on a moonless night. And then as the pre-dawn, before the sun comes up, there is beginning some light, and as there's some beginning of indirect light, we start to see ourselves. And then when the sun comes up, then of course we see the sun. We see the source of the light. So it's a simultaneous happening at the same time. We're seeing ourselves, we're seeing the source of ourselves. That's the idea of Krishna consciousness. A couple of weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, in the news, there was telling of some young boys in, I think it was Thailand, who were trapped in a cave. You heard about that? Yeah. They were trapped in a cave as rains were coming and filling up the cave with water. Very dangerous situation. They were very, very deep in this cave, like 2 kilometers into the cave or something. And it became a, not just national, it became an international action to save these boys. One person who was in the rescue team was lost in the process. He was somehow caught. And it was a very dramatic affair. The media were following it. And it's interesting to think how much this effort was and how much consciousness, you could say collective consciousness, because of the media, were directed toward these boys whom nobody knew. It's not like, oh, you know, this is my son or this is some friend, but just some strangers. But somehow there was this deep concern, there was some sort of anxiety was there that these boys should be saved. And I think that's interesting too, as an indicator of how we as human beings actually have this caring nature. We can actually care about persons that we don't know. But also from that story, we can reflect on our own condition, that in what we call material existence, we are all more or less trapped. We're all in a dark cave of ignorance, a cave of forgetfulness. And the water is rising as time is passing. We have this wonderful opportunity of having human body, human mind, human intelligence, and very special, human tongue and human ears, so we can hear and we can chant And by this hearing and chanting of Krishna's names, this repetition, we are we're actually getting rescued out of this cave. We are calling, just like in the cave, certainly they would have been calling out to give direction for those who are coming to save them. We're over here. So we are also calling out as we chant the holy name. So it's nice to have that sense as we hear and as we chant. There's a, of course, this kind of conversation of chanting. We're hearing and then we're responding. And as we hear, we are opening ourselves to the sound that we hear. We're letting it enter to our center of our being. And then, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the chanting of the holy name is a cleansing process, like cleansing the mirror of the heart, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So as the sound comes to our heart, then we respond by singing, by chanting the same name. And we like to use melody because there's something about music that also moves the heart. That hearing and responding, that is the scrubbing. That's the scrubbing process. But as we do the scrubbing, we're calling out. The Hare Krishna mantra is in the vocative case, grammatical case, which means it's the form of calling out to someone. What are some typical Slovenian first names? Janis. Janis! If you're calling your friend Janis. What's another name? What? Mitska! What else? Ladies? Maria. Huh? What's another lady's name? Typical Slovenian. Maya. I don't know if we want to call out the name Maya. Maya. For those who are not familiar, the word Maya is also a Sanskrit word, which means illusion. Yes. Anyway, so like that, we call names. So we call the names of the Lord, and that's very nice. It's nice because we understand from the teachers of the tradition who actually experience what they're talking about, and we may have some glimpse, some slight understanding or appreciation that when we call Krishna's name, Krishna is there. Krishna hears, Krishna responds. So that's what this is all about. It's a very simple process, right? And as Srila Prabhupada used to say, and it doesn't cost anything. Yeah. So, without further ado, shall we? Hare Krishna.